today on Apostle Kabo's podcast radio show.
Vibrate on that level so that understanding and grasping of your mindset. You have said unto me, year 2024 is going to be the spreading of God's covenants, the seven of them. That's why I'm explaining them. They're going to vibrate in every corner of the earth, in the seven continents, which are the seven women. And the scripture says unto us, seven women ran unto the man of God, and they touched his talit. They touched his corner of his garment. And they say, take us to your God. We have been married with a lot of men, but all of them are useless. We have not come here to ask you for bread to eat, for sustenance of our physical things, because we have had enough of that and we are running away from that. But take away the reproach of being without God, having no name that takes us to heaven, having no name that marries us to Yeshua. And they all touched his garment and they say, take us to your God. Seven continents touched the garment, seven women, which are the seven covenants, restoration. So God is going to fill the entire earth, the seven colonies, and fill them with this energy. That people are going to vibrate, and there will be a hunger, not hunger of bread, not hunger of water, but hunger to hear the word of God, and that's where we are. It's because there are seven covenants that God ever made with man. And I pray that these seven covenants will bring understanding in your mind. We bring understanding in your ability. We bring understanding. So as we are fasting and seeking God for 40 days through this month of Elul, you should understand that there are seven covenants that God ever made with man. There are seven continents, which are seven women. And God is going to scatter his presence of his seven covenants that people are going to desire to elevate, to know the Bible on those level of those seven covenants. The first covenant God ever made with man on the earth, in this earth we live in, and that's where we inherited God from, was from Adam. It was called the Adamic covenant. Hallelujah. If you have a pen right now as we are praying, write these things down. The Adamic covenant. The second covenant was the Edenic covenant. The Adamic covenant was the covenant of prayer. The man who looks like God, who moves in the image of God, who is given authority like God, who prays like God, who speaks like God, who creates like God, the Adamic energy, the one who will govern, the governor of the entire earth that was in the image of God was Adam. It was called the Adamic anointing. Also, the Adamic covenant represents the expressions in their 72 dimensions. In within Adam's ability to express himself, there were 72 nations known as the 72 expressions, which became the 72 populated cultures that spread all over the world and populated the world. And those cultures became the many cultures, the many tribes, and the many people that we have today with their different formulas of cultures. In Adam, there were 72 cultures, or I call them 72 expressions. In Israel, this became the 72 elders sitting in the court of Sanhedrin. The covenant of Adam represents the 72 express cultures that were supposed to be governed by Adam, which scattered and became many cultures in the entire world from that number 72. The Adamic covenant, that is the first covenant that God made with man. It's the Adam covenant, and everything comes out of Adam. Adam had the authority to give life to everything. He was the life giver to us. That was the Adamic covenant. Then the second covenant was the Edenic covenant. The Edenic covenant was the female covenant, was the feminine covenant. The first female that Adam married from God. You find it in the book of Revelation chapter 21, as you read there. The first female, the presence of God, which was called the Shekinah glory that Adam married. It was the presence of God called the she, the female. It came down, it had the tabernacle of God, the presence of God. And the scripture says, behold, the tabernacle, the presence, the Shekinah glory of God is dwelling with men. And the Bible talks about the 12 gates that were with this tabernacle, that came down with the temple of God, came down with the city of Jerusalem, the city, the lifestyle of peace. It had 12 gates, and on these 12 gates, there were the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And each gate had a gateway. It had a portalway. It had an entrance. And that entrance was the season of new moon. 12 months. And this is the city that came down. It is the lifestyle that came down. And God married it. He called it the Garden in Eden. The presence of the Edenic heavenly energies of God. Vibrating in the earth to nurture, to mother things. And that energy was called Eden. In Hebrew also they called it the Shekinah glory. It was the covenant of Edenic. The presence of God. The calendar of God. That vibrates with the energies of God. And God then gave Adam the wife who is physical. And in the wife who is physical, he deposited something that is called the ovaries of a woman. And these ovaries, they respond towards time. So God put Adam in the Garden of Eden. And Edenic was the presence called the Shekinah glory. And that Edenic was supposed to influence the physical woman that God gave to Adam, known as Chava. And the physical woman was supposed to follow the calendar of God. As you know, the Father God, I don't want to take this into its prophetic dimension, and I lose its a prayer dimension. But I pray that the glory of God will shine upon you. That the understanding of God's presence and Shekinah and time and seasons, the 12 months, the tree of life, that was growing 12 months, 12 eggs. Those are the eggs that were put in the woman. Hallelujah. And each egg manifested itself each month. That's why women have 12 in a year. They have 12 menstruations or periods of releasing blood. Each period comes each month. Hallelujah. So God is saying that your ovaries, your hormones will be synchronized with God's calendar, God's tree of life, God's Shekinah glory. Hallelujah. That was the Edenic covenant. The next covenant was...
This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Courthouse. Celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.